going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't know if we have any Dan Zangrilli stans specifically on the YouTube comments, but they could make themselves known here right now because Dan joins us. Hello, Dan.
Yeah, no, probably not. It'll be all crickets if you throw out the net there. You know, I am going to take credit perhaps for maybe Andrew's career or your career indirectly. Did I ever tell you guys the story how I was offered the job way back when for the 10 to 2 shift? 10 P to 2A, that is.
No, when is this way back when? Oh, now
this
I'm
was,
curious.
This is like February of 2010 with our former boss, and then as he was snapping his fingers trying to get the attention of the waitress, I'm like, I'm not doing this.
And then I went back to Double AL Tuna. Pony would have been offered the job basically like at the start of that month because the station flipped in the middle of the month. I was offered the job, I want to say, like about 8 to 10 days before the station.
So, yeah, the timeline adds up. This was January, very cold day.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame them. They were trying to fill the very back 8 hours. They wanted to get the first 16 hours figured out, Dan.
So, can you imagine the bullet that the station dodged in the history by hiring Andrew instead of me? Or at least my turning it down at the time to go do minor league baseball. I didn't want to do 10 to 2 at night. But
I gotta be
the
honest,
trajectory
Dan.
Of the station, the trajectory of the station, we might not be around and in business if it weren't for that very moment where I decided to turn that job down. And of course,
you're such a refined and polished individual. I think Pony and I, two complete jagoffs, Pony an honorary one, we thrived in that environment. Like that was basically throw two guys into the toxic ooze of whatever happens from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. and just see what comes out. I think you would have understandably rejected that for a more controlled environment.
So, yeah, I needed my mop, I needed my bucket, and I wanted to do the bucko janitorial work for the better part of a decade and a half instead.
Well, I'll tell you this, the last 22 games at least, I would imagine that that's felt like much easier work because at bare minimum, they are playing much better baseball. What's the thing that stood out the most through 10 and 12 for Donnie Kelly in these 22 games that's been different from Derek Shelton, besides the record being a little better, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, just overall, the brand of baseball, I think, is better, the aesthetics of it, right? I think the buy-in and the interest from the players, I mean, you can just sort of see that, feel it. I don't know if that's really been explicitly stated, but during that, what was it, a 7-game skid right before he got canned after the St. Louis game?
Yep.
I mean, it was a moratorium or a morgue, right? And, you know, it was just bad, bad baseball that we watched, almost as if they were completely checked out, whereas I think they may not be markedly better. Yes, the numbers have improved. Individual performance has improved. They've hit much better under Kelly than they have Shelton, and maybe that's just a byproduct of, you know, law of averages, everything that Charrington was saying, that, yeah, guys are going to be better. We believe we're going to be better offensively, and you would think that you're going to progress to the mean in some respects there, but overall, just you name it, whether it's in the field, whether it's even on the mound, to a much better degree, they were executing. The bullpen was a little bit better, I think, and then offensively, you've just seen some much better at-bats. Some crooked numbers obviously have helped, but everything from A to Z, the aesthetics have been just much more pleasing, and it's just a very palatable type of baseball that they've played that you can actually enjoy watching.
What do you think that means in the long term for Ben Cherington? Because that's how I started the show. There's a push-pull in my brain going on right now. I like watching better baseball. I'm like you. If the team is losing, but they're losing kind of honestly, I guess is the way I would put it. Like, hey, you're not going to win every game. You're going to have a couple games you lose 5-3. It just doesn't work. That's easier for me to handle than being the laughingstock of the league like the Rockies are right now. And yet, with every passing week of, let's say, competent 3-4 or 4-3 baseball in that stretch, Dan, I feel like that strengthens Ben Cherington's internal case to say, see, I wasn't the problem. These guys are a decent ball club. They just needed a new manager.
I don't know if you completely look, Chris, at what the major league team is doing and you get fooled one way or the other by just the major league performance. At the end of the day, that's what it all comes down to. But I think, you know, if you're going to make a move and change the head of your baseball operations department, which a regime change like that, that's what it would mean. It isn't just at the big league level. It's the overall organizational philosophy, what we're doing in the draft, what we're doing in international signings, what we're doing in the minor leagues. You're not just going to look at the final level of that whole systemic thing that you've got going on. So there's other areas of evaluation that also need to improve. The infrastructure overall needs to be more sound and healthy. So you're producing success stories from within. So really what's happening in Bradenton, what's happening in Greensboro, what happens in Altoona, I think is also going to play a factor into whether or not you retain a general manager or not. So yeah, that could help if the Pirates do play much better. Do you have even more pause in pulling the trigger? But again, I think if you've got to have internal success stories, grow, draft, develop, the whole bit. And if that's not in a good place, I mean, okay, yeah, major league success, that's a nice little feather in the cap. Is that more credit to the field manager? Or does that actually save the GM's job? I think that you have to look at the thing from an overall ecosystem to judge the GM entirely.
Last one, Dan. Andrew McCutchen, second homer in as many nights. He ties Roberto Clemente for third on the Pirates' all-time homer list at 240, of course, behind Kiner and Willie Stargell. This is obviously, it's the end of the back nine. He might be like on the 17th hole walking to the 18th tee right now if his career was a golf round. What is Andrew McCutchen's legacy, in your opinion, to this franchise in this city as an athlete?
I mean, he's the greatest player of our generation, Chris, and I mean a millennial. Really, anybody that's 50 or under, I don't think that there's been a better player. You could insert Bonds into the equation and the conversation, but, I mean, McCutchen's going to have his number retired. He is a fringe Hall of Famer. I think maybe if he plays one more year and if he produces as he did last year, this year, and does that again for one more season, perhaps in a Pirates uniform, I think he may be able to tip the scales and get a good number of votes, and you can make a strong case for him as a Cooperstown guy. He's not going to have a statue because he doesn't have a World Series championship, but he is the most important player of the last 50 years to wear a Pirates uniform from where I sit.
The most important player of the last 50 years... from a man who said he could have changed the trajectory of the entire radio station had he
for
said,
the worse.
Had he
for
said
the worse.
Yes to a job offer from one of the more interesting characters any of us have ever known in this business, Dan Zangrilli. Dan,
hey, man.
Hey, thank you, man.
Hey, man.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.